This podcast is brought to you by Ukwazi Mining, bringing relevant mining, engineering and strategic consultancy services to a dynamic industry. Wednesday, August 19, 2009. From Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Shannon O'Donnell. Making headlines today. South African bourse operator JSE has shareholder backing to buy a stake in the Mauritius Stock Exchange, SEM. It expects more listings on its Africa bourse to expand its presence on the continent. JSE CE Russell Lobsha says that the stock market operator had the support of shareholders and the Mauritian and South African finance ministries to buy a stake in SEM. It was awaiting approval from the Mauritius regulator. The JSE has been trying to expand its footprint in Africa and launched the JSE Africa Board in February to encourage companies elsewhere on the continent to take a secondary listing on the JSE. It said in March that it was looking to buy a strategic stake in Mauritius's bourse. The Indian Ocean island is one of Africa's most stable and prosperous countries, and its stock exchange is a member of the World Federation of Exchanges. Energy efficiency and the proposed Power Conservation Program, PCP, could save power utility Eskom billions of rands. Eskom Demand Gross Management GM Corey Fusaghi says that the PCP would set out mandatory power consumption limits over a 12-month period. It would prescribe fines for excessive consumption and could take the pressure off the utility in terms of constructing new power plants. He said that by delaying just one of its new mega power stations, it could save billions of rands in interest costs. Also making headlines, industry players are skeptical about South Africa's 2013 renewable targets. Petrochemicals giant Sasol may close its uneconomic Phalaborwa phosphoric acid unit. South Africa remains in recession as second quarter GDP contracts 3%. And the Bank of China joins South African banks as the lead arrangers for the Mamabula project. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on these and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.